Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather again today. We commit this day to you, thanking you for the blessings of yesterday, the things that encouraged us, provoked thought, challenged us. We thank you for people we've met, chatted to, new friendships. And we pray, Lord, that you would fill us all with your Spirit this morning to lift our eyes to Christ, renew our faith, give us clarity about how you want us to be serving you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And welcome to you. I hope that you slept well last night. My name, if you're new today, and I've got newcomers among us today, my name is Joe Dent. I am the vicar of St. Andrew's Church down in Plymouth. I'll be joined in leading the sessions today, comparing with by Liz, who is the women's worker at Jesmond Parish Church. And as we go through the day, really hope that this day will be encouraging and helpful. So actually, thank you for sitting down. Please stand up and let's sing again. And as we gather together, we want to gather as people who are deeply conscious that each and every one of us is in need of the mercy and grace that comes to us through Jesus Christ. And so let's pray together, seeking that mercy and grace now. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Paul writes, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in God, the righteousness from God. Father, we thank you for that righteousness, for the unsurpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Amen. Please do take a seat. You've got 20 seconds just to say hi to those on your table. Maybe people you don't know. Find out a name. It's encouraging to be together, to greet each other. And it's particularly encouraging to receive today a greeting from the Labour Party conference. Unlikely as it may seem, Liz.
Our first Bible talk this morning continues the theme of growing leaders, and we're really happy to have Phil Colgan here. If you were here last night at the meal, we got to hear a little bit about his life and work in Sydney. If you weren't here, we're going to introduce him again. We don't tire of introducing people. Hello. Hello. Thanks. This is amusing to me. You've been appointed head of evangelism and ministry partners in the Sydney Diocese. What is amusing to me is that I think that means something different in Sydney to what it would mean in the UK.
It may well, yes.
Tell us what it means in Sydney to have that kind of role.
So in Sydney, our diocese has different organisations it's established to try and support the ministry of parishes. We think about ministry is the parishes are the centre, not the diocese. The diocese is only there to support the ministry of the parishes. And so over the years, there have been different organisations set up. So a department of evangelism, which actually was CHAPO, if you know CHAPO from back in the day, and now is Dave Jensen, if you've come across Dave. He is not it, but you know what I mean. We have a church planting part, and we have a ministry training and development, which is about raising up gospel workers, heading them through to ordination and then training them as they carry on. But what we realised is that wasn't, all those groups were working separately of one another without a common strategy. And so I've been appointed to try and provide a strategy for all of them to work together. So that's what I'm doing as the head of EMP, as it's called, which also apparently means an electromagnetic pulse. So anyway, but I'm, when they asked me to do it, I said only if I can stay at my parish and be a preacher. I think to be able to do that, you need to be in the ministry, not out of it. And so I'm doing that I've committed for 2 years to do it on top of my parish role. We'll see how that goes.
Great. Phil, thank you. Matt Sweeting. Where's Matt? Hopefully you know you're going to be reading the Bible now. Come up, Matt. Thank you. While you're coming, let me pray for Phil and all of us as we come to the Word. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And we pray for that today, Lord. May your word dwell among us richly in a way that enriches us as we go back to our families, to our churches. We pray that what we hear may build us up and help us to serve you. Bless Phil as he speaks to us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.